This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that counter-terror operations targeting terrorist infrastructure and terror financing must continue in a mission mode. Chairing a high-level security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Shah asserted that all the resources will be made available to achieve the goal of a terror-free J&K at the earliest. Mr. Shah directed all security agencies to remain alert and continue to work in synergy to ensure that the gains achieved after abrogation of Article 370 are sustained. The meeting was attended by J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, IB Director Tapan Kumar Deka, and the Chief Secretary and DGP of the Union Territory. Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the 9th Apex Level Narco Coordination Centre meeting this evening to review and assess collective national effort to combat drug menace in the country. During the meeting, key stakeholders from ministries and departments and representatives from state governments as well as drug law enforcement agencies will participate. The second edition of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 will begin today in New Delhi. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya announced this while addressing media in New Delhi yesterday. The minister said the formal opening ceremony will be held tomorrow in the presence of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the concluding ceremony on the 12th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to the sacred Somnath Dham, underscoring its timeless role in awakening the collective consciousness of the nation. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted that the Somnath Dham has inspired generations with its divine energy for centuries. He noted that energy emanating from Somnath continues to illuminate the path of faith, courage, and self-respect, and serves as a guiding light for the people of India in every era. The Somnath Swabhiman Parv, currently underway at the first Jyotirling, is a grand celebration of a thousand-year history of resilience and faith. Central to this festival is the legacy of the legendary martyr Hamir Ji Gohil, whose supreme sacrifice to defend the temple remains a cornerstone of India's national identity. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will confer the 70th Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Puraskar 2025 upon 100 railway officials and present 26 shields to best performing railway zones in New Delhi today. The prestigious awards are being given in recognition of exemplary service and outstanding contributions to the Indian Railways. US Vice President J.D. Vance has said European leaders should take President Donald Trump seriously on Greenland. Mr. Vance said that Greenland is important for global missile defense as hostile adversaries are showing interest in the region. He warned that if Europe does not strengthen security there, the U.S. may be forced to act. U.S. VP Vance said Secretary of State Marco Rubio would meet the leaders of Denmark and Greenland next week to convey these concerns. Syria's current government under Ahmed al-Shara has indicated a renewed willingness to cooperate with international efforts aimed at dismantling the country's chemical weapons program. The United Nations has described this as a critical opportunity to address long-standing gaps in verification. Briefing the Security Council, Adedeji Ebo, officer in charge of the UN Office for Disarmament Affairs, said Damascus is now working with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to clarify the full scope of chemical weapons-related activities carried out under the previous government. He said this cooperation is intended to bring Syria into compliance with the Chemical Weapons Convention. Some parts of Delhi NCR experienced light rain this morning. India Meteorological Department has issued an orange warning for dense to very dense fog over Bihar till tomorrow. IMD has also issued an orange warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall along thunderstorm and lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. And in cricket, the much-awaited fourth season of Women's Premier League 2026 is set to begin today. Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on defending champions Mumbai Indians in the opening clash at 7:30 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.